2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in the English Standard Version. Look, you and I have a choice to make in this life. We can either focus on ourselves, try to promote ourselves, protect ourselves, or we can focus on Christ and lift up his name and trust his heart and his hand. Now, that may seem rather simplistic, but in a sense, that's exactly the main point Paul is making in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You see, there are people who are in ministry or in life trying to promote themselves. And we have all seen people in ministry trying to promote themselves and doing so in disgraceful, underhanded ways, practicing cunning, tampering with God's word. Why? Because they're trying to show off. They're trying to impress you with how great they are, how great miracles they can perform by their power, what great prophecies they can utter from their strength, what great ministries they can build to the glory of their name, what dynamic and engaging speakers they can be, and how impressive they are. Paul wanted no part of that in his ministry whatsoever. He said, "We've rejected all of that. We've rejected all of that for a very simple reason, because we are not in this to commend ourselves. We are in this to commend Christ. For what we proclaim," he says in verse 5, "is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as servants," or literally slaves, for Jesus' sake. He's saying, look, our focus is very simple and clear. We're preaching that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and we're the slaves of Jesus. So it's God who's going to have to do the work. We have a great treasure to show to the world, but we carry this treasure around in jars of clay. That's the first century equivalent of a cardboard box. We're carrying around the Hope Diamond in a cardboard box. And from the outside, people can say, it's just a cardboard box. Looks pretty useless. But it's what's inside of us that is of surpassing greatness. And when people see that surpassing greatness, they would have to know it doesn't come from us because we're just a cardboard box. It had to come from somewhere else. That is, it had to come from God. Well, how come not everybody sees it? Why is it that if Paul is being sincere and faithful to Christ, why is it that not everybody sees the greatness of the treasure he carries in his heart? It's because the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Satan is at work to blind the minds of unbelievers. But just because people are blind to the glory of Christ in us doesn't mean that the glory of Christ is not in us. He is in us even if the world can't see him. For the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," at the beginning of creation, is the same God who has shown in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And so that gives us great confidence. Even if we suffer, right? Even if we're always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, as he says in verse 11, even if we are wasting away in our outer self, according to verse 16, we still have great confidence. We can speak by faith the gospel message because we know that he who raised the Lord Jesus, verse 14, will also raise us with Jesus. We don't lose heart because we're not preaching ourselves and we're not focused on ourselves. Where is our focus? Our focus is on Christ, and our focus is on the things that are not seen, for the things that are not seen are eternal. Christ is on his throne in the heavens. We can't see him, but he is really there. His kingdom is at work in our hearts and lives. We can't see it, but it's really there. His glory is shining through us. As we are the aroma of Christ to the world, we are those who shine with the unseen radiance of the glory of God, not visible to the human eye, but even more real and lasting than the things we can see with our eyes. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have been pleased to shine your light into our hearts so that we can know Jesus. We can love him, though we do not see him. We can belong to him and be secure in him. And we can have an eternal life that is real with you, even though it is not seen by human eyes. We carry this treasure in jars of clay, Lord. We are weak. Our outer self is wasting away. We suffer. We fail. We face a light and momentary affliction while this life lasts. But your glory and your light and your salvation are inextinguishable and eternal. And we thank you because you have done this work in us. We haven't done it. It couldn't come from us. It has to come from you. And so you get all the glory. Help us to keep our focus there. Our focus on Christ. Our focus on your love for us. Our focus on your kingdom and eternal unseen realities. Keep us there, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.